Senator Harry Reid's apotheosis. 26th of April, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C. Although many Republicans, including President George W. Bush, regard Senator Harry Reid, I don't know what the hell that is. It says here about something, and then as the devil incarnate, his recent apotheosis left no doubt among his Democratic colleagues that he is divine. The Reverend Al Sharpton explained to UNnews reporter Lotta Lies, quote, "Apotheosis refers to the exaltation in rank to the divine. It's the vehicle, as it were, whereby a man becomes a god," unquote. As a result of his deification, Reid is no longer merely the U.S. Senate's majority leader. He's a living, breathing, walking, talking divinity. His title has been changed to His Holiness. Reid's apotheosis occurred before an astonished gaggle of reporters as he spoke to them about President Bush, calling him a loser, and of the failed war in Iraq in the Capitol on April 24, 2007. Earlier in the week, he and Bush, a born-again Christian, had exchanged heated words concerning Congress' intention of cutting funds for Bush's pet project, during which Reid suggested that the president was in denial. As Reid spoke, a halo appeared over his head. Golden rays projected outward in all directions from the bright circle, and angels, sounding much like the recorded voice of Charlotte Church, could be heard praising him. Reid is a Mormon, and his middle name, Mason, suggests he is also a member of a secret society known as Freemasonry. The Freemasons, or Masons as they call themselves for short, are arch-rivals of the secret society Skull and Bones, to which George Bush belongs. Shortly after he joined the Masons, Reid's political career accelerated. After antagonizing the mafia as Nevada's gaming commissioner, Reid attempted to strangle LaToya Jackson's husband, Jack Gordon, after Gordon tried to bribe him during an undercover FBI probe of Reid's integrity. He has serviced the Democrats since he was elected as their cupbearer and given the honorary title Ganymede in 1966. In 1999, he became the darling of Minority Leader Tom Daschle's and Majority Leader in 2001. Only Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi outranks him in Congress. During Congress' 2006 recess, Reid suffered a stroke, which, to fool the mostly illiterate and ignorant constituents of his, he referred to in technical terms as a transient ischemic attack. His voters thought he was referring to Bush's having called him, quote, "Nevada's nuclear waste," unquote. Since the stroke, Reid's actions have become increasingly erratic, even downright bizarre. He has threatened to shut down the Senate, to marry Pelosi, Laura Bush, Hillary Clinton, and her husband, all at the same time, champion gay rights for everyone, first opposed and then embraced illegal aliens, voted to authorize the use of military force in Iraq, referred to Bush as a loser, and to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas as a nappy-headed embarrassment, called Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan a political hack, and asked Rosie O'Donnell if she really is, if she's sure she's a lesbian. He also filmed the nude scene in the movie Traffic, earning the picture an X rating because of his saggy skin, severe dermatitis, dentures, and minuscule penis. Following his apotheosis, Reid said, quote, "You've heard of the Antichrist? Well, I'm not him," unquote. His announcement was accompanied by winks and grins. He then said to reporters, quote, "Now listen, this is how I want you to report this story," instructing the press to focus on Bush's being a loser and the failure of the war in Iraq. Headlines have proclaimed these opinions as facts ever since. Bush, meanwhile, is secluded at his Texas ranch, seeking God's will for him and the Lord's help in defeating His Holiness, Harry Reid. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News, and my wife in the background cackling like a silly hen. Thank you for suffering.